Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. If you watched the Super Bowl, you might have caught the new ad for Audi's A3 TDI, a low-emissions diesel car. The ad features an aggressive eco-vice squad.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. Ah. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery! Battery.
Let's go, take the house.
Come on.
Put the rind down.
Sir.
That's a compost infraction.
The green police bust enviro violators for plastic bottles and incandescent light bulbs. They inspect cars at a roadblock where the Audi, of course, gets the green light.
We got a TDI here.
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
Well, that Super Bowl spot kicked off a bit of controversy, with conservatives, liberals, environmentalists, and industry all feeling equally aggrieved by Audi's ad. John Carroll's here to help us work out just what's going on. He teaches mass communication at Boston University, and when it comes to overthinking advertising, he's our go-to guy. John, welcome back.
Nice to be back.
Well, you know, Audi's trying to sell the green car of the year here by poking fun at greens. That's kind of an odd way to try to sell something, isn't it?
Not really. I mean, I think what they're looking for is an audience that can appreciate this kind of approach. This is a terrific spot for a number of different reasons. One of them is the pacing of the spot. And they had the audience on a string for the first 45 seconds, not knowing who this thing was for until they rolled out the Audi. The other part of it is the execution. I mean, they have rolled every visual cliche available from newscasts, entertainment programs, advertising, all into one sort of green pig in a blanket. And it's so visually comforting that it just draws people in to the action. And then the third thing is the ambiguity of it. Even now the debate's going on, who should really be offended by this? And you don't know who's behind the thing for so long. It could be the tree muggerati, it could be the plastics industry, it could be Al Gore. You have no idea. And that's kept it alive for a whole week.
And here we are doing our part by talking about it.
Exactly.
A lot of people took this fairly seriously and seemed to get a little ticked off. Let's start with the environmentalists. They say this is a negative portrayal. Environmental blogger Adam Siegel declared it offensive on many levels. It promotes a view of environmentalism as heading toward a police state.
I think that's going a little overboard. The egotists dislike this spot because it reinforces the common image of the sort of know-it-all PC hall monitors who are out there. And I think that that upsets them because people don't take them seriously enough when they go out and try to deliver their message. So I think what they're seeing is their credibility being chipped away at.
A conservative blogosphere also lit up over this with comments like this one. Wake up, people. The green police are already here.
Yeah, I think that that's part of it. That's half of the conservatives. The other group of conservatives who dislike it is that it makes the green police look like Monty Python rather than the menace that conservatives believe they are. So there are so many different shades of green here that you can see in this spot. It's one of the best things about the spot. I mean, it's a litmus test or a Rorschach test for every interest group out there.
You know, actually, I think they mostly resemble the guys at Reno 911. If anybody should be offended, it should be them. They got ripped off here, but that's just...
Yeah.
And lastly, the plastics industry is offended here. The Plastics Council put up their own website in retaliation called Green Police Confused with helpful tips about why plastics are really quite good for you. What do you think? Did the plastics guys get a bum rap in this ad?
I think they're an easy target. I think they feel unfairly singled out, but it's everybody who's being sort of mocked here and held up for satire.
You know, I liked it. I chuckled. And, you know, they had me from the get-go because I'm a sucker for power pop. So I heard the opening chords of that Cheap Trick song. And yeah. But I had a hard time figuring out who's the target audience. What's the demographic they're after here?
Well, one of the theories is the demographic they're after is upscale. It's obvious that it's upscale white males who are being busted in these scenarios. From one standpoint, anyway, that the upscale male who wants to be environmentally conscious but doesn't really want to work at it too much can go out and buy a cool car and do his bit for the environment. So I think it's not the committed. They don't need to attract them. They've already got them. It's the people who are looking for a way that's easy and stylish to be environmentally conscious, and if they have enough money, those are the ones who I think Audi is targeting.
You know, this is kind of a tough sell for Audi because the clean diesel is not really a well-known concept here. I think it's better known in Europe. But here, it almost sounds like an oxymoron to people who remember older diesel vehicles, which were quite dirty. They're not really playing up the car itself in this ad, are they?
No, I don't think that's the purpose of this. There's 106 million people watching, having fun, eating nachos and drinking beer. I mean, I don't think they want to get into any kind of serious discussion of clean diesel at that point. I think what they want to do is get themselves on the radar screen. So I think that the whole purpose of this was to grab people's attention and let them know that the car is there.
John Carroll teaches mass communications at Boston University and blogs at campaignoutsider.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.